This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show on April the 15th, and I'll tell you what. If you are truly interested in making money in the cannabis industry, look no further than Cannabis Life Sciences, better known as CLS Holdings USA, very undervalued here, around 29 to 32 cents a share. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. They also trade on the CSE. You can find them up there in Canada under the ticker symbol CLSH.CN. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer, President of the company. Very fortunate to have him, Mr. Andrew Gladshow. Andrew, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Valuations. You guys put out some recent press releases, if you will. $1.1 million in revenue. That's for the month. In April, a little bit over $1 million. In May, that's for the month. Let's talk about valuations. You're extremely undervalued compared to your peers. What are some of the upsides that you think you offer to investors at these particular levels where your stock price is at?
Well, there aren't many executives, I think, that wouldn't say that their stock is undervalued. I certainly am one of those, but we genuinely are tremendously undervalued based on a number of metrics, if you will. But on a 1,000-foot level, we are performing in Las Vegas at a really high level. All of our customer counts are up, our margins are up, our revenues are up, and we continue to see that build month after month. And it's really exciting to watch. We have a great team of people. We know our customer there very, very well. And again, we're really executing on a very high level. I think that part of the issue is, for us in valuation, we just have to do a better job of getting ourselves out there and getting in front of the right audiences for people to listen and people to understand that not only are we generally undervalued today, but we are tremendously undervalued based upon what we have planned out in 2020 and 2021. Also, I would just say that for all of our efforts in Las Vegas, we're fully funded there. And the company still sits with approximately $10 million cash on its balance sheet, and so we're not in any desperate no desperation on our side. We're just continuing to execute, and we're executing on a really high level. Both of our entities in Vegas, or our entities and our operating entities in Vegas, are profitable, and we foresee that continuing into the future. And so again, it's up to us to be able to tell that story. And it's hopefully the investment community will begin to realize that. We now have some bona fide research that covers us, and we will do the best that we can, and we will put maximum effort now going forward into telling the story and getting in front of as many people as possible, because at these numbers, it's a very compelling opportunity.
You know, you have a couple divisions, and what I really like about your company, you know, you came in, you renovated the stores, and by renovating the stores and making them looking more fresh, it created more revenues. But the one part that I really want to talk about, or the objective, is City Tree. And if anybody would gain, 10, 20, 30% of a market share in their particular sphere of influence, would be happy. But you guys have 70% of all the dispensaries in Nevada. What is your objective? Where do we go from here? Some of your thoughts.
So actually, Everett, I'm happy to report that we're in actually 80% of all the dispensaries in Nevada currently. And what we are seeing is we make a very, very good and compelling range of products. We make high-quality products at a price point that makes sense to a lot of different individuals. We are a local group. This is an entity or a division that was founded by Las Vegas natives. And the folks that work there are, Nevada residents. They're in with customers on a daily basis. And this, to us, this division has an opportunity to go from where we were roughly 12 months ago, which was about 100,000 a month, to right now we're averaging about 350 to 400,000 a month. We think that in 2020, this is a division that will generate $1 million a month of revenue for us. We have new products coming out. We have a CBD line that we're introducing under the City Trees banner. Additionally, we think that there's opportunities for us to take City Trees into other jurisdictions, other states. So this is a division that we have proven that we know how to grow it. This is a division that continues to gain traction, and this is an opportunity for us to really have some explosive growth as well as some very, very nice margin known as profitability. We're very excited, and the reorders keep on coming in, which is really exciting to us. But our folks at City Trees have done an excellent job, and we continue to see progress, we continue to see momentum, and we continue to see growth.
What do you think the main flagship that caused you guys to hit record sales? Do you think it was the renovation at the right place at the right time, certain marketing that you guys did? What caused the record sales?
For us, it's really about blocking and tackling. And I've said this before, we have spent a lot of time and energy getting to know our customer. We know our customer very well, and we have product that meets the demands, the requirements of our customer base. We are a local dispensary. About 20% of our business is tourists. The balance of our business are people that live and work within a 5 or 10 mile radius, 15 mile radius of our store. And that is very exciting to us because we see people consistently. Some people we see regularly 2 times a week. And we have been able to get to know those customers and to stock the customers, to stock the products that the customers want. Additionally, we are local. Our folks that work in our dispensaries are local folks. And so it's a combination of a number of factors. Certainly the renovation helped. Certainly the signage helps. Certainly the traffic flow and the traffic pattern helps. All those things help. But unless we have products that our customers want, it really wouldn't make as big a difference as we're seeing right now. So we've spent, again, a lot of time, energy, and effort to get to know our customer and service our customer as good and or better than anybody in the marketplace. And that to us is exciting because we're building a really strong foundation of customers that consistently reach out to us and or consistently visit our stores.
You've been listening to Andrew Glashow. He is the Chief Operating Officer and President, Cannabis Life Sciences, better known as CLS Holdings USA, Inc. Find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. You can find them on the CSE under CLSH.CN. It's my opinion, and my opinion has been very correct this year. I've been giving you a lot of winners. This stock's a winner here at 29 to 31 cents, grossly undervalued. Massachusetts, everybody talks about it. It's a hot market. You're going to have 2 assets there by the end of 2019. What's the landscape there? What's the plan? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, the Massachusetts market is one of the most, if not the most exciting market in the country right now. We have entered into definitive agreements with 2 entities. One is for a very substantial cultivation operation in Leicester, Massachusetts, which is in the western part of the state. The other is a fully vertically integrated seed-to-sale operation in Brockton, Mass., which is 100% complete, has been operational for 5 years. That contains a kitchen, contains conversion extraction, contains approximately 30,000 square feet of cultivation, and a 2,000 square foot dispensary. That dispensary, that operation has been operating profitably for the last 2 to 3 years, and recently just received its provisional license to add recreational cannabis to its operation. What that means is we should see a 3 to 4 X increase in revenue beginning sometime in August of this calendar year, So sometime in the next 8 weeks, we should be experiencing the uplift of recreational cannabis added to the robust medicinal cannabis operation that currently exists. And, you know, in that facility, again, it's a 50,000 square foot building. We occupy 100% of the building. It's in a terrific location. And also, we have approximately 150 parking spaces. So we can accommodate a 3 to 4X increase in customer traffic, customer flow, very easily. And I would, you know, we would be delighted to show that asset off. And that asset, not only is it profitable now, but that asset will continue to be profitable and will grow, again, 3 to 4X. We think that generating $50 million of revenue from that footprint, again, very profitably, is something that is achievable. And then in our Leicester, Mass. Cultivation facility, we think that's an operation that will harvest about 25 to 26,000 pounds a year, as well as have conversion and extraction and generate substantial revenue. So if you're looking at 2020 at CLS, CLS will be an entity that should generate about $150 million of revenue and be extremely profitable. So again, I come back to, I think we're extremely undervalued right now.
Outside of the things we've already talked about, you have a patent extraction technology. What is your strategy on licensing that technology to maybe other growers?
What we've done is we are building, as we speak, our first operating conversion and extraction facility utilizing our proprietary technology. That facility will be operational as early as September, as late as October. At that particular point in time, we are highly confident that it will be successful. We will bring folks in to take a look at this operation, and it is our desire in states that we are not operating in to license out the technology. We have been there's been a few folks, very large folks, that have come forth that are very interested, and in September or October of this year, we will begin to show off the technology. We'll begin to show off the results. And again, if we hit our endpoint, which we are highly confident we will, this is provides a potential for a substantial amount of upside for CLS. And this is a patented technology that CLS developed and that CLS owns. We own 100% of this particular asset.
Andrew, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you might want to illustrate to my listeners and your stockholders?
We would love for people to either come and visit us and see, you know, our Vegas operation. We'd love for people to come, if they're in Massachusetts in August or September, to visit us there, since we will be a recreational facility in that time period. And we just hope that people will take a look at what we've done, what we've achieved in the last 6 months, what we think we're going to achieve in the next 6 months, 18 months, 24 months. And we are really building, I think, an impressive platform in the cannabis space that should reward its shareholders in a number of ways. But we are hyper-focused on operations and hyper-focused on making this a real profitable enterprise so that we can reward all of our wonderful investors, as well as our current shareholders, and hopefully our many, many more, our many, many thousands of additional shareholders that come into this company in the future.
You've been listening to Andrew Gladshow. He is the president and CEO of CLS Holdings USA, Inc. Take a look at their company when you go to Las Vegas, Nevada. One of their flagship stores is the Oasis Cannabis Dispensaries. Go in there, maybe buy some products. Andrew, thank you so much for coming on the show. I greatly appreciate it. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Outstanding. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stockday encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.